Welcome to the Green Business All-Star Podcast, where we interview and spotlight green entrepreneurs and other environmental business leaders who are making a positive impact on our planet while making a profit. With your host, Anne Meador. Hello there, and welcome to the Green Business All-Star Podcast. I'm Anne Meador, your host, and this week I am excited to continue with another solo episode focusing on a specific category of green business ideas that you might want to start or add to your existing business. If you listened to the last episode, or really any episode of the Green Business All-Star Podcast, you'll know that our goal is to help people who want to make a positive impact on the planet. Whether you're starting your own green business or sustainable business, whatever you want to call it, or if you just want to work for one or green your existing business, we're here to help guide and inspire you. So in today's episode, I'm going to dive into sustainable product development. Many of the guests I've interviewed have developed and sold physical products that replace existing items with ones that have a significantly smaller carbon footprint or environmental footprint. This got me thinking, are there truly any new products out there, or are they just improvements to what's already existing? From my perspective, I can't think of any except for truly new products that involve tech, right? Advanced computer tech. We're all about the tech these days. But as far as our day-to-day physical products, most people are improving on those, whether it's the physical characteristics of it or the material that it's made from. You can think of any like brand new ideas that have come out in the recent past. Let me know. Send me an email at ann@greenbizpod.com and let me know. All right, let's jump into the topic of sustainable product development using examples from previous episodes. Starting from scratch or innovating existing products. You can start from scratch, inventing something entirely new. Again, I look forward to hearing of your examples. Or you can focus on innovating everyday products with a sustainability twist. I'll start off by talking about the very first episode of the Green Business All-Star Podcast, where I interviewed Fedja Korbatov of Baba Bags. The episode was titled, or is titled, The Path to Sustainable Entrepreneurship, Insights on Reusable Products, Environmental Advocacy, and Building a Purpose-Driven Business. This episode highlights how Fedja took the everyday grocery bag that we all use. Hopefully we're using reusable ones out there. But unfortunately, most people are still using plastic ones. So he took the everyday grocery bag and created a reusable alternative. Baba bags are plastic free, and it's designed based on a bag that his grandmother used in Ukraine to hold vegetables and other groceries on her walk home from the store. And these bags hold more than traditional grocery bags and share on cultural traditions. Additionally, a percentage of the profits is donated to support people in Ukraine. So it is definitely a mission-driven business. He took an everyday object that everybody needs, took what he knew from his family history, and made a modern-day baba bag. By the way, baba means grandmother in Ukrainian. All right, another example of taking an existing product was Hunu Cups. In the episode titled Building a Sustainable Brand from Concept to Market Success, including viral crowdfunding. If you're interested in crowdfunding, this is a great episode. It's also a great blueprint for making your own product. So Vince Dixon was the CEO and founder of Hunu Cups, and he transformed the disposable coffee cup by creating a sustainable silicone-based foldable cup that's easy to carry. It includes a lid and a flat straw. You can fold and you can put it in your back pocket. Well, reusable foldable cups aren't new. I remember using one at camp many, many years ago. It was made of metal and we used it for water, but it always collapsed. So it wasn't a really good option that I can remember. But Hunu Cups, Vince made improvements to make the product stand out. His blueprint for developing an environmentally friendly product is truly inspiring. I highly recommend you listening to the episode. Another feature that makes Hunu Cup stand out is that it holds hot liquids, right? And you're holding hot liquids, you want to make sure that it does not collapse by mistake. So the design was very important. As I said, the episode was kind of a blueprint for making a product or improving on an existing product. He talked about everything from the idea in his head to actually designing it, to manufacturing it, to getting money, hence the crowdfunding. Great episode, if I do say so myself. Okay, another episode talking about innovating existing products, and that was Kind Cup. Kind Cup founder Christine Brown was featured in this episode called Innovation and Adding Value, The Sustainable Journey of Kind Cup. Different kind of cup than Hunu cups. It reminds me of a joke, but I'm not going to say that because you might not think I'm funny. Some people don't think I'm funny. I think I'm pretty funny. But anyway, Christine took the existing menstrual cup and made it better. Menstrual cups replace disposable napkins and tampons, and I had no idea that these even existed. But apparently they've been around for a long, long time. All right, so Christine took what's out there and made design improvements and made them more comfortable, more user-friendly, and more sustainable. Overlapping green business ideas. There are many types of green businesses that overlap. For instance, I could fit into this episode about developing sustainable products. I could talk about beauty and packaging entrepreneurs because we had episodes with people in that side of things, but I'm going to save those for future episodes. If you're considering or interested in creating your own sustainable product, consider everyday items like cutlery or silverware, for example, very broad example. In the episode entitled Revolutionizing Sustainable Packaging, it was with Suvi Hammi of Sulapak, where one of the many things that Sulapak is doing is a line of reusable and biodegradable food service items such as cups, straws, and cutlery. These products are perfect for cafes, restaurants, and fast food chains looking to reduce their environmental impact. Here are some tips for developing sustainable products. When developing a sustainable product, make sure there's a demand for it. Just because you think that there's a need for it doesn't mean that there is, or there may be the perfect option out there. And so why would you try to create the same thing? If you can't make it better, find something that you can. All right, research what's selling on platforms. Well, first do your research and see what's out there. But platforms like Amazon, I know there's no other platform like Amazon. But you can look on Amazon and pay close attention to the customer feedback. You know, identify what people liked in a product. More importantly, what they don't like, right? You can use these insights to improve on existing products. It's great for people to tell you what they like, but when you can find out what they don't like and fix it, then you're going to have some good customers. Right? Also, you should consider the materials that you use. Opt for local, non-plastic alternatives such as aluminum, steel, or biodegradable options. Make your product better, more sustainable, and more useful. All right, that's my short solo episode for you. So until next time, here's to empowering the people, protecting the planet, and making a profit. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Green Business All-Star Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, like, and or follow the show on your favorite podcast app. Also appreciate it if you would leave us a review to help us share our mission and the mission of our guests to make the world a better place while sustaining a comfortable lifestyle. Peace to the planet, people, and making a profit.